Joining us now to help figure it out, former EPA lawyer David W. Schneer. Mr. Schneer, great to have you with us.
A pleasure to be on. Thank you very much.
I tell you what, can you help us out? This new potential ozone, I'm calling it an ozone grab. I mean, it makes no sense, but it would devastate Virginia's economy, and prices, simple prices of electricity and everything else would go up. They go skyrocketing. Can you help our audience understand the severity of what is on the table with us, sir?
Well, I will, and let me just start by saying that this rule is going to cause more death than it avoids. And let me give you an understanding of that. There are some 182,000 families in Virginia, this is hard to believe, but it's true, that make less than $10,000 a year. They average about $6,000 a year. These people can't afford anything. And when the cost of this rule comes in and hits them, what we find is about 30% of them just go without meals to try to make it by. They don't get medical care. Some 36% of them don't fill prescriptions that they might have had, and about 25% of them just get sick. And it's because the costs of this rule are so massive. And when you take money away from people, they become sick. And according to EPA's own methods, the cost of this rule will cause about 22,000 to 30,000 premature deaths, while it only avoids 4,000 to 12,000. That means we're going to kill somebody. We're going to kill five people to try to save a life. We are talking about costs that are beyond control and for nothing. Here's the real key on this one. Ozone levels have been going down and have gone down by 33% since 1980, while asthma rates have been going up by 12%. Well, if these two were related to each other, we wouldn't, you know, we'd have a real problem here, but they're not. If the health effect, asthma, is getting worse, but the ozone levels are going down, they're not related to each other. And in fact, we know a lot about what causes asthma, and it's not ozone. For the most part, and this is sad, but it's true, our kids are too fat. Our kids don't get enough exercise. We use antibiotics up one side and down the other. We don't feed them the kind of foods that give them what we call a good gut, the right kind of bacteria in your gut. These are the things that cause kids to be, frankly, less healthy than they used to be when we let them play in the dirt, eat a little bit of it, and run around outside.
Well, you're right. David, this is so outrageous because basically what Obama's EPA is attempting to do is take these basic ozone levels and change it. And what that change does is it's going to put a majority of the states, counties, and localities on the red zone, which means they're going to have to spend all this money in order to get out of that, which means basic electric bills are going to go up substantially, and it doesn't do anything to help anything, right? That's the bottom line.
That's exactly right. And what is so sad about this is that we know that states have more important things to do with their money, John. We have plenty of problems that we need to solve in our society today that we can address. If you come to Northern Virginia, just take a look at the roads that aren't being built or the roads that aren't being repaired, and you talk about how many excess deaths are associated with car crashes because of that. We have things to do. We have people who we want to put to work. Now is not the time to take people and put them on the street. Now is the time to get them jobs.
Well, Dr. Schneer, this is just a dangerous EPA crazy rule that will have no positive impact for anything. And basically, again, so my audience understands it, it's to reduce ground level ozone. It's an arbitrary level that doesn't mean anything, but it's going to push the cost of basic power in some of these communities up dramatically. So when you're cooking an egg or heating your home, you're going to be paying higher because of the cost to comply with this crazy regulation. And it's supposed to be helping people. And this is going to devastate low income, bottom of the economic tier, lower middle class. And as you said when we came on, I mean, it could be the difference between turning on the heat, right, and filling your prescription.
That's exactly right, John. This is something that basically says from the rich people in Washington, D.C. and EPA who have a fine living, hey, you poor people, we don't care about your quality of life. We're going to take more of it away from you. And the real fact is that this is really not about ozone. This is about an EPA that wants to do more to control how states operate, how many cars there'll be on the road, what kind of windmills we're going to have planted throughout the country. This is about an EPA that has turned itself over to the extreme environmental green movement. It has lost its way, and for those of us, I spent 33 years at EPA, it is sad. This is not where this agency began, and it needs to get back to a sensible, reasonable approach.
Why has it gone off the rails like this?
Well, actually, the Energy Environment Legal Institute has done a lot of work trying to figure that out. And we've done Freedom of Information Act requests to find out. And the answer is that this EPA has brought in from the extreme left, the Sierra Club, the Natural Resources Defense Council, the people who make a living trying to get extreme environmental views in place, and they've brought them inside the agency and put them in charge of the agency.
Mm-hmm.
And so what you have now is the inmates in charge of the asylum.
It's unbelievable. And this is, again, one of those things where, you know, you got these buzzwords. Is, oh, we're going to reduce the ozone levels. People think, well, that's good. That'll get rid of smog. But it doesn't do that. It has nothing to do with that. It's just, it's insanity. Now, Virginians need to rise up and tell Barack Obama and Terry McAuliffe that this is bad for Virginia's working men and women. Okay, for basic cost of electricity and energy to go up 20, 25, 30%, especially in the winter. I mean, this is just insanity. So this isn't like, you know, like the EPA is, you know, forcing regulations on big companies. This is working people every day, and I've been saying it over and over and over. This, you know, all of this EPA stuff has nothing to do with the working man and women trying to make ends meet. It's just, it's crazy stuff. So here's what you need to do. You got to tell President Obama and you got to tell Governor McAuliffe. Just get on the phone today, call McAuliffe's office and say, look, raising the changing the ozone regulations in Virginia right now doesn't make any sense. Dr. Schneer, do you agree with me or not?
Yeah, I agree, and I agree so much. Let me give everybody Terry McAuliffe's phone number.
Go ahead.
Give him a call at 804-786-2211. Give the governor a call or email him if you want. He has an interesting way to spell his name. It's funny that I've ever seen it this way. But you can email him at Terrence McAuliffe. It's TERENCE.MCAULIFFE. Terrence McAuliffe at governor.virginia.gov. Send him a note and let him know this is not the kind of government we elected. This is not what we need in Virginia. This is something that we cannot have if we want to continue to have jobs.
Give the governor's phone number again.
His number is 804-786-2211.
Just pick up the phone, call Governor Terry McAuliffe's office, 804-786-2211, and tell him you are sick and tired of the EPA coming in and disrupting Virginia, and this their assault on our ozone levels don't make any sense, and you want it to stop. 804-786-2211. We're out of time. We want to thank Dr. David Schneer for being with us. We're going to keep on this topic. Thanks for being with us, Doc.
Thank you, John.